Hello, and welcome to Bible-ish, the podcast where we usually tell Bible stories. I'm Lily.
I'm Angela.
And this week, we stand in solidarity with the Black community. We will be recording a micro-episode in order to amplify Black voices and shift focus back onto the social and political issues that are oppressing and endangering our fellow Americans. I came back to Minneapolis a little over 2 weeks ago to help support my family, but my family has now grown exponentially in the wake of George Floyd's murder. It has grown by the thousands. We are still in the midst of a pandemic, and this virus is something to fear, but the anger of our entire country has proven to be stronger than that fear. Angela and I are both white. We are not ignorant to the fact that that comes with privilege. We are not ignorant to the fact that it comes with inherent biases either. Identifying and unlearning them is an ongoing process that takes work, education, and exposure. This work will never be done, but that does not mean it is in vain. It will always be worth it. We encourage you to act by participating in safe and peaceful protesting and or educating yourself about the injustices Black Americans face here in our country every day. We encourage you to be angry, but make sure it is directed toward the people who need to see it, and remember that police reforms must be made on a local level if we want to see justice. Also, vote like your life depends on it, because lives do depend on it. I was going to tell a story about racism and the Bible, but instead I will use it as inspiration for you to begin your own research. After this episode, look up how people have historically used the mark of Cain and the curse of Ham to justify the enslavement of African people. See for yourself how much of a stretch it was, but how willing people were to accept it in order to justify something the Bible never states or condones. I will now take it over to Angela, who's going to share some resources.
So, since we are both white, and I imagine many of our listeners are too, I really wanted to take the time to tell you how important it is for us to be taking on the burden of this work right now. Black people in America and outside of America have been doing the work of anti-racism themselves for years. And I know it's horrifying to admit, but most of us have been ignorant to that. And our ignorance has had a huge cost. The cost is Black prosperity and Black health and Black lives. I know even the most well-intentioned among us have been asking, what should I do? How can I help? How can I actually make a difference in something that feels so big? And the desire to help is obviously good. But I want to remind you that these questions should be answered for yourself, using the many resources that are available, and by paying Black educators and leaders for the work they have been doing all along. In short, do not ask your Black friends or any Black person online this question, but do realize that being an ally is meaningless unless you're taking action. And that's why today I'm going to share with you some critical points and resources you can go to right away. Now, these are either Black people or organizations led by Black people, so that you can elevate their voices and learn from and pay them directly for this education. The first is Rachel Cargle, spelled C-A-R-G-L-E, a teacher, storyteller, and course creator. She has a free 30-day Do the Work course, which I have just signed up for, and am regretful to say that I haven't done sooner because I've been following her for a while. I would encourage you to find her on Instagram at rachel.cargle, which is C-A-R-G-L-E. Next is Catrice Jackson at Catriceology. Again, I'll be putting this on our social media, so you can just click it. She is an anti-racism speaker and educator, and honestly has been the fastest way for me to learn how to be an actual ally. I've been following her for over a year, and I've sent her, not enough, but around $50 over that time, just directly to her Venmo to pay her for the work that she's doing. And I would encourage you to not only follow her, but do the same. Next is Blair Imani, a historian. She's Muslim. She's also bisexual. Following her on Instagram alone will give you education, and I recommend you pay for that education by purchasing her book and joining her Patreon platform. And if you want to get really educated about the history of racism and police violence in America, as well as ways that you can get active and what will be effective, The Lit Bar is a Black woman-owned bookstore based in the Bronx. They also have an online shop, and they have a section of books called Dear White People, which features some of the most highly regarded books on all of these topics. For anyone who's interested, I would also recommend following Middle Church in New York City and Reverend Jackie Lewis. I've known about this church for a while. They do really great intersectional work supporting social justice and anti-racism and LGBTQ rights while maintaining a spiritual base. So if you still identify with Christianity or you're just curious, this could be a really good resource for you. Their Facebook page is the best place to find updates. And last but not least, I just want to touch upon the idea of donating. Of course, I would encourage everyone who can contribute money right now to urgent causes to do so. Catrice, who I mentioned before, has links in her bio where you can support folks who are rallying on the ground. They'll use the money for supplies and medical equipment, etc. But you can also support your local bail fund, and that will help make a difference. What I really wanted to say most about this is there are a number of organizations doing incredible work to directly affect the lives of Black Americans. And what's important is that we do this on a consistent basis. Whatever amount you can give, we need to be doing this monthly, ongoing to support this work and to be amplifying the voices and the missions of these organizations. Black women are still paid 38% less than the average white man, which means we have a large gap to fill in equity, a gap that can be filled by redirecting our white money into Black communities. And as Lily said, the biggest changes will happen by continuing to apply pressure on our local governments and elected officials, so do not stop doing that. Make the calls, write the emails, vote, do it harder, do it louder. This work is on us, and if you haven't started already, please start doing it now.
Thank you so much, Angela, for sharing those resources with all of us, because I too am guilty of not doing as much work as I could do as an ally and being an active ally. So thank you so much for sharing that with all of us. And thank you to our listeners for listening as always. I don't know how to sign this off since it wasn't about the Bible. We hope you're all well. We hope you're all safe. We hope you're all healthy. And we hope you're all educating yourselves as much as you can. Love you guys. Goodbye.
Until next time.
Until next time.
Bye.